Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Morning Sports Briefing here on Saturday the 31st of October. Welcome to the weekend, everybody. I hope you had a wonderful week and that your weekend is lining up well because there is a host of sporting action this weekend. In the Morning Sports Briefing this morning, we'll have a chat about canoe racing and bring it up to speed with the Silver Ferns versus the versus England in their second test in Hamilton, the result there. We'll also go over the Mitre 10 Cup action that was last night with Canterbury hosting Otago. We'll also talk about the Wellington Phoenix signings that they've got ahead of the new season. Remember, they only had 14 players contracted for the season. We'll also go look at the Valletta España and how stage 10 went. Oh, sorry about that. I didn't go find the mute button quickly enough there. As well as also looking on the PGA and the Plunkett Shield as well. So lots of sport this morning. We will help you start the day the best way up to speed with all of the important sports news. And let's kick off with that canoe racing news. You might remember that... A while back, we told you that about allegations of bullying and harassment in the women's high performance system there at the at canoe racing that was exposed in Stuff. Now it appears that a number of paddlers have gotten themselves a lawyer who has sent in a letter. To get clarification of the review process that is going on. Canoe Racing had contracted Deborah Clapshaw, a disputes resolution lawyer who specialises in commercial and family mediation, to run a restorative process, as well as getting independent expert in to evolve the sports systems and policies. And they're looking for clarification as to what... those cover, and saying that if they don't believe there is a real system in place, then they might have to look at a judicial review. Canoe Racing are reviewing the letter and the contents of that, sorry, before they respond. So let's hope things improve in the sport and that paddlers who have left can come back and feel safe ahead of the 2021. Well, ahead of the 2020 Olympics that's in Tokyo, that we obviously held next year in 2021. Over in the netball, and England made a good start to the second test. The Silver Ferns took a 14-12 lead in the first quarter, but a second quarter comeback by England saw them take a 23-25 lead at half time. Remember, this is an England side that has seven of their top players not available due to COVID and other commitments that basically playing in other leagues and meant they couldn't get here in time. So this is not the same side that won the Commonwealth Games And the Silver Ferns came back in the third quarter to lead 39-33 kept and extended that lead out to 54-47 in the end there. So good comeback by the Silver Ferns after a real feisty start by England in that first half. There's one more game to go, one more test to go in that three-test series being hosted here in Hamilton. Over in the Mitre 10 Cup, and was a 15-year winning streak came to an end as Otago beat Canterbury. That means it's three losses on the bounce now for Canterbury, who have got two more games up against Tasman and Auckland, and currently see themselves only 3 points off relegation. They also are still 5 points off the playoffs. So could go either way for them. Let's be honest, playoffs look a long way away now, but relegation is on the cards with them on 19 points, Bay of Plenty on 17 and North Harbour on 16. In the game, look, it was a very tight first half with only three penalties, so 3-6 at half time. The second half, though, sparked to life. Nezi Manu playing a big part for the for Otago, putting himself about there, and also Kuroi being really dangerous out there from as in the outside backs as well. In the end, Otago beat Canterbury 23-16 there. So a really good win for Otago. That sees them currently top of the championship, ahead of having the first team to have played in round eight. Today, Hawke's Bay can go above them if they beat Bay of Plenty in the Battle of the Bays, which we hold in Tauranga. Where sorry, that's tomorrow. Will be held in Tauranga, which I'll be at that game. Today, we see Northland will be hosting North Harbour. Stephen Harris from New Zealand Sports Radio will be at that game. So follow our Facebook page for coverage of that post-match interviews. I today will be at the top of the table clash, Auckland versus Waikato. Should be a cracker at Eden Park. So look out for coverage from that game. Also today, it is the final of the Farrah Palmer Cup, Canterbury versus Waikato, on Sky Sports at just at kick off at 2 p.m. Today. So catch that one. I'll be watching that one and on the socials, bringing in my comments during that one. So yes, the so the Farrah Palmer Cup final is today. Also today is Bledisloe Cup 3, with a really inexperienced Wallabies side hosting the All Blacks over in Australia. Kick off for that one is 9:45 p.m. New Zealand time. So again, join us at 8 p.m. on Sunday evening, when we'll bring you a review of all of the rugby action for the weekend. We've also got the Six Nations overnight as well. Wales versus Scotland, England versus Italy, and France versus Ireland. So three big games, big test matches overnight in the Six Nations as well. Moving on to the football then, and the Wellington Phoenix are apparently targeting the signing of 33-year-old Israeli international Toma Hamed, who has played in the Premier League recently, and also for Championship clubs Queen's Park Rangers and Charlton Athletic, but currently is a free agent, and he is seen as being a direct replacement for Gary Hooper, who has left to play in India. As I say, the Phoenix really do need to go on a signing spree. They only had 14 players available, and that's exactly what they have done. They've recently signed all whites Clayton Lewis and James McGarry, as well as Australian age group international Joshua Laws. And they've also signed 18-year-old Sam Sutton, and re-signed T. Atuahi, Hudson, Wiongi, and David Ball as well. So lots of signing action been going on with the Phoenix. They still have three overseas player slots available, and apparently are looking for a centre-back and a striker to fill at least two of those positions. Moving over then to the Valletta España, and listening to the cycling podcast yesterday, it was after a sprint finish yesterday. We thought that they thought that possibly could be a sprint finish again today, and there was kind of, but with a 4.5% gradient in the sprint, it was a very much an uphill sprint, definitely not one for the pure sprinters. We saw that as Primoz Roglic surprisingly won the sprint to go into the overall lead. The time bonus plus the 3 second gap he got over Richard Carapaz means that they are equal on time, but the way that the tiebreaker is it looks at the times from the time trials, and because of that, Primoz Roglic will go into the leader's jersey going forwards. The leading group of eight riders would got 3 seconds over the rest of the field. A small gap was left between eighth place and ninth place, which led to that. There were other small gaps all the way down because of that uphill finish. As I say, Primoz Roglic leads overall. Richard Carapaz in second. Dan Martin still in third on 25 seconds. And then Hugh Carthy back on 51 seconds. Everyone else well over a minute further back down there. Well, don't forget that tomorrow is also the start of the Tour of Southland. And it starts off with a team time trial in Invercargill, which should be an absolute drag race around the park down there. So if you can get out and watch that one, that should be a great opportunity to see all of the riders down there in Invercargill. So yeah, Tour of Southland starts on Sunday, as I say, with a team time trial. We'll be bringing you up to date with all of the results of that during the next week. That's one of the biggest races in New Zealand takes place. Moving on then to the cricket, and today is the first day of club cricket up in Auckland, and apparently there's ominous skies for that one. So thank you, Aaron. Good luck to all the club cricketers around the country that will be playing this weekend, and I hope that the weather holds off. Yes, we have grey skies here in Hamilton as well, so hopefully you'll get some cricket in today. Looking at the Plunkett Shield games then, and the Northern Districts hit after they were scored 335 in their first innings, bowled the Volts out for 179, and then put on 267 declared. The Volts currently at 186 for two, are really going to have to bat out the full day, aren't they, if they're going to save that game. Something similar is going to be needed for Wellington Firebirds. Canterbury racked up 410 declared, then bowled out the Wellington Firebirds for 115, and Wellington Firebirds on 220 now in their second innings for six wickets. So they've got four wickets remaining and a long day ahead of them if they're going to save that game as well. Looking at the final game the Auckland Aces scored 167, then bowled out the Central Stags 150, so only a 17-run lead. Then put on 269 runs in their second innings, and currently the Central Stags are chasing that on 210, but they've lost eight wickets. So they need, 76 or 77 runs with two wickets remaining. We are surely going to see a result there. If we can get any play at some Eden Park outer oval today. Over in the PGA, and it is the Bermuda Championship today. And yesterday, so the first round was in action, and we had Tom Wilkinson was doing very well. I tied sixth at the time from memory, or tied eighth. Unfortunately, by the end of the round, he had slipped back to tied 80th at even par, a long way behind leader Malnitti, who is on 8 under par. So you see, need a big round from Wilkinson in the second round, you think, to make the cut in into the weekend for that one. Don't forget that you can listen to us on the go. Just search for New Zealand Sports Radio on your favourite podcatcher, be that Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, all of those wonderful places. You have now started the day the best way, up to speed with all of the important sports news. The best way that you can support us and help us is if you would share our shows. So if you've enjoyed the sports news this morning, click that old share button, let your mates know, and have a wonderful start to your weekend, everybody.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.